Welcome to the Mystic Access Podcast, where the magic is in learning.
Episode 76, Thumbprint Security USB Reader. This is Chris Grabowski. I'm doing this podcast solo because Kim isn't able to make it today. I wanted to talk to you today about a USB fingerprint reader that I purchased. Now, a USB fingerprint reader is just what it says. It reads your fingerprints and can authenticate you, say your Microsoft account when you sign into your computer. Instead of typing in your password, you can swipe your finger and it will log you in, or your LastPass or your password manager if it supports it, instead of typing in your super long encrypted password, you can just swipe your finger as long as your fingers are registered. The one that I bought, I found from Amazon.com. It's kind of a generic one. It was about $12, and the link will be in the show notes. It came with CDs and drivers and all that stuff, which I'm running Windows 8.1 64-bit. I did not need, because all that stuff is built right into Windows already. It came with two USB cables, a longer one and a shorter one. I just connected the shorter one. So the box itself, or the USB reader itself, looks like an oversized USB thumb drive, or a thumb drive from, say, maybe a couple of years ago. On the bottom, it's rubberized so that it doesn't slide around the desk. On the top, you have an arrow pointing towards the fingerprint reader. So it's tactile, and it's showing you how to swipe your finger. So you swipe your finger down over the fingerprint reader, and that's pretty much all there is to a fingerprint reader, at least this one. I'm going to add another fingerprint to the computer. I've already registered two, so I'm going to do that now. And again, I'm using Windows 8.1, so I'm going to do Windows I.
Settings window, list, control panel.
And then I'm going to tab.
Network button, volume colon 40, brightness button, notification slider on, power options button, input indicator button, English United States, change PC settings button.
To change PC settings, press enter.
PC settings window, list, PC and devices not selected.
And then I'm going to down arrow.
Accounts not selected.
Press enter on accounts.
List, your account.
And I'm going to press down arrow until I get to sign in options.
Sign in options not selected.
And then I'm going to press enter.
Selected.
Now, the first time I set up the fingerprint, I had to enter my password. The subsequent time, I did not have to enter my password. So I'm going to tab.
Change button.
Tab.
Add button.
Tab.
Add another button.
And I'm going to add another. So I'm going to hit the space bar.
Space. Unknown, unavailable. Add another fingerprint to this account. First, verify your account info. Window. Fingerprint.
And it wants me to verify with the fingerprint, so I'm going to do that.
Unknown, unavailable. We need several scans of your fingerprint to set up this option. Swipe your finger on the fingerprint reader. Window. Toolbar. Cancel button.
I'm going to swipe it. And I'm swiping it.
Finish button.
That's all there is to it, and I'm going to hit the finish button.
PC settings window. Add another button.
So I've just added a fingerprint to my computer. So now, let's close this by doing Alt-F4, and I'm going to go into
desktop list. Studio recorder checkbox check selected.
Firefox.
FLZ. Mozilla Firefox checkbox check selected.
Press enter.
Mozilla Firefox. Mozilla.
And I'm going to go to, say, Amazon.com, and I'm going to use LastPass to log into my Amazon account. I've already gone into LastPass, into the security settings, and told LastPass that I wanted to use the fingerprint reader. It also wanted me to verify my password, so I did that. And then it wanted me to confirm, so I did that. and now I'm able to use my fingerprints to sign into LastPass. So let's go to
Navigation Toolbar www.a. Mozilla Firefox Start Page Document Resi. Edit collapsed. Render landmark navigation landmark wrap equals nav logo. Link a different version of this website containing similar link mobile devices. Render landmark blank. Link wrap equals nav. Visited link your account. Kindle W touch right.
So I hit the your account link.
Link prime.
And now I'm just going to do a search
dialogue
for orders.
O-R-D-R-S. Amazon.com visited link orders.
And I'm going to press enter.
Amazon.com sign in document. Edit protected. Blank.
So now it wants my Amazon.com password and all that, so I'm going to hit the applications key.
Menu. Use this field to add LastPass fill form submenu. LastPass submenu 1 of 3.
And I'm going to press enter.
Autofill submenu 1 of 6.
And I'm going to press enter again on autofill.
Amazon.
And I'm going to press enter again on my account.
Swipe finger dialog. Swipe your finger on the fingerprint sensor. Cancel button. Your order is Mozilla Firefox.
And
your
I'm in.
Your order is busy.
So that's all there is to it. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this short demonstration of the Thumbprint Security USB Reader. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to contact Mystic Access. The contact information follows. We would appreciate if you were to rate this podcast on iTunes. Thank you very much and have a good day.
The preceding program was a presentation of Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning. To contact, please visit www.mysticaccess.com. You may also email chris@mysticaccess.com or follow on Twitter at www.twitter.com/mysticaccess. Also, visit our podcast site at www.mysticaccesspodcast.com. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the program.